So why is housing called a market? What do you buy at a market? You buy a product, right? So therefore, you either go and you buy a product in the housing market or you rent a product in the housing market. Since when does the United States government get to come in and tell you that you have to offer a product for free? Joining us right now is Caleb Kruckenberg. He is a litigation counsel with the NCLA, broad legal experience, often adverse to the government. Let's talk to him right now. Caleb, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm doing good. Was that a decent analogy where housing is a product?
Absolutely. You know, my organization, the New Civil Liberties Alliance, I represent a number of landlords across the country in a lawsuit against the CDC. And basically, the CDC has told my clients they have to provide free rental housing to their tenants until they say otherwise. And
right.
it's just for the foreseeable future.
So I'm wondering what document gives the CDC the authority to do something like that?
Well, there's really not.
Oh, and, well, that's unusual.
You know, what the CDC issued an order back in September where they said basically that state courts cannot operate housing court because of COVID-19, and they cannot allow state courts to allow eviction proceedings. Mm-hmm. And but the CDC was invoking a statute that Congress passed back in the 1940s that basically said that the CDC has some very limited authority to do things like impound livestock or quarantine people when they're entering the country. Mm-hmm. And basically the CDC said, actually, that means we can do anything at all that we want to, as long as we can argue that it's related to the pandemic. And so we're going to shut down housing court nationwide.
So you don't get to evict anybody, no matter how far back they owe you rent.
So I have a client right now who has a tenant who has not paid him rent since March of 2020. Mm-hmm. And last I checked, that tenant owed him more than $14,000
wow.
in backed rent. And there's nothing he can do. He can't get the rent from the tenant, and he cannot make her leave. But he has to provide, a suitable house. He has to provide utilities, mow the lawn, do maintenance, all that other stuff. And if he doesn't, he could be sued because housing court isn't shut down. The tenant can still sue him for not providing a safe house.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the court is not allowed to issue an eviction order and have that tenant be removed, even though she doesn't pay rent.
So if the hot water heater goes out, the owner still has to go in and replace the hot water heater.
Absolutely. And if he doesn't, he can be sued and have to pay the tenant money. But she doesn't have to pay him any rent.
So how much further is this going to go? Because I know folks on the squad, AOC, all those folks, they want to continue this thing, like you said, and for the foreseeable future. But this is money every month that these landlords count on as income.
Right. And, one of my clients told me, he said, this is my livelihood.
Right.
You've taken away my entire livelihood. And the CDC issued this order back in September, and they said evictions are unlawful. They're actually a crime through the end of the year. So that was through December.
Wow.
But then under the most recent coronavirus bill, Congress extended the CDC order for a month, and now the incoming administration is saying they're going to extend the order at least until August.
Wow.
So we're going to have people who have been living under this order for a year, where they have tenants that haven't paid rent for more than a year.
We're talking with Caleb Kruckenberg with the New Civil Liberties Alliance. So what happens? Well, first of all, is this just for apartments? Is it just for condominiums? Or is it for any housing, any dwelling out there that is rented?
So any rental housing, nationwide, you are not allowed to evict a tenant for non-payment of rent. So you potentially could evict a tenant for some other reason, like if they were involved in criminal activity or something. Ah. But if they refuse to pay rent, you cannot evict them. And it is a federal crime to try to do so.
Can his house be foreclosed on?
Yes. And that's I think, the most outrageous part of this. Yeah. Is the CDC order says mortgage foreclosures are still okay. And so if he's not able to pay his mortgage because his tenant's not paying the rent, which happens and is happening to a lot of my clients, if they foreclose on the house, then that tenant can be kicked out. And mm-hmm. in the meantime, you know, the property owners lost their house. They've lost their income. They've lost any hope of getting that money back.
I am just gobsmacked about this. So if you are renting out a house and you can't make your payment, you can't kick the tenant out, but the bank forecloses, they take control and possession of the house, they can kick the tenant out?
Yes.
Oh, my. And that's a good deal for the banks, man.
It is. And, you know, really, I think what this is it's an illustration of the problem with an agency like the CDC making these kinds of decisions. Because, you know, maybe we can accept that the pandemic has hurt a lot of people financially. Mm-hmm. And maybe housing assistance is something that we should consider. But that should be considered by Congress.
Yeah.
And when
yeah,
you have an agency stepping in, they make all kinds of ridiculous decisions like this. I mean, it's just absurd for them to decide it's okay to evict someone after foreclosure, but not if they just refuse to pay rent forever.
Unbelievable. Wow. I'm just, like I said, I'm gobsmacked by that. That's, I mean, this is literally Caleb Kruckenberg with the New Civil Liberties Alliance. This is picking winners and losers here. Again, they're picking winners and losers.
It absolutely is. And, you know, not only does the CDC not have any statutory authority, they don't have any legal authority to do that, but it's unconstitutional what they're doing because, you know, they're going in and they're saying states aren't allowed to decide how to deal with housing policy on their own. They're saying it's a crime to use state courts. Oh. And the government can't do that. They can't just lock you out of the courthouse and tell you it's a crime to try to use the courts. That's against everything that we hold dear in our Constitution.
Unbelievable. I just see it as a great tool for, I don't know, some corrupt local municipalities to come in, ask banks to foreclose on properties, and then use those properties for low-income housing.
I think there's all kinds of scenarios like that could happen. I think people might buy up the houses and then, you know, in the market, then they can raise rents.
Sure.
You know, there's all kinds of things that can happen. And really the people that are hurt are people like my clients who are small mom and pops. You know, they have like 5-6 houses.
Right.
You know, they're not this big corporate interest. They're just people earning a living and they're the ones who are suffering.
Again, the government picking winners and losers. Caleb Kruckenberg, New Civil Liberties Alliance, I appreciate you being on the program and giving us that dreadful news, sir. Thank you very much. We'll hope to talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Oh, my gosh. Can you believe that? Again, the government picking winners and losers, this time in the housing market. I'm beside.